And so it's one of those odd little intangibles where it's, you know, yeah, we save law firms time and money by answering their phones for them. But gosh, if you look at that and you try and take care of the people around you, that right there alone is just magic.
You're listening to Be That Lawyer, life-changing strategies and resources for growing a successful law practice. Each episode, your host, author, and lawyer coach, Steve Fritzen, will take a deeper dive, helping you grow your law practice in less time with greater results. Now, here's your host, Steve Fritzen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Be That Lawyer. I am Steve Fritzen, your host. And wow, we've done a lot of episodes. I think we're right around 140, and it's just under 2 years. So that's pretty crazy. And it's all about helping you as the lawyer become efficient, to work smarter, not harder. We want you to have balance. We want you to make sure that you're living the life you want to live. You're not a slave to the billable hour. And obviously getting your own book of business and improving efficiencies and doing kind of what's best to control your career. That's really what you want to be looking to do. And so, as you know, I always have guests on here that are going to try to help make your life better, to try to give you improvements, ideas, and sometimes technology that you may not even know exists that could really make your life better. And I've got a guest today who's going to really help out with that. He's the CEO of MoneyPenny North America. It's Eric Shirky. How you doing, Eric?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me, Steve.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. And I appreciate taking the time. And I'd love to hear a little background on how you got into the business, because you're in the sort of the call answering, like automated website chat business, right?
We are. That's right. Yeah. I have been involved in this sector of business for almost 18 years now. So going back almost back to the early 2000s, I was actually prior to this, I was a golf pro. And then,
okay.
And long story, we won't get into that. But through a friend of a friend, we actually started up one of the first companies to offer like virtual communications. And think of like a Google Voice type number where you had a phone number that could email you your messages and text you and things like that. So we have these platforms going back decades that we've been offering to law firms and small businesses, and eventually evolved into call answering and even live chat.
Okay. Now the question that people want to know right now is, what were you shooting when you were a golf pro back in the day, and what are you shooting now?
Good question. So I, you know, of course, back then it was pretty much a scratch, and I've picked it back up a little bit over the past few years, and I'm not quite there yet, but that's my goal, is to get back to that level.
But you're feeling good about it though.
Feeling good. Yeah. The putter's coming around for sure.
Okay. Yeah. I would say, I'm not a good golfer, but I've been playing for, you know, 40 years or something like that. And it's the most frustrating yet enjoyable game that there is. There's nothing more frustrating and nothing more rewarding when you actually hit the right ball, right?
It's all about just getting out there and kind of forgetting about work and all that stuff and just hanging out with some good friends.
Yeah. And that's a problem, because we're also attached to our phones and attached to technology, that we go on the golf course and I see people constantly checking their phones and kind of, it's like, hey man, put it down. Like, let's try to enjoy the round.
Yeah. I'd have to say I'm a little bit guilty of that sometimes, but try to do my best to leave it at home.
Gotcha. So how did you convert then from being a golf pro to getting into this technology? What sort of led you into the field?
Well, it was just one of those weird moments of fate when you look back at it, I guess. A friend of a friend was starting up this business, and there was just something about it. I could just tell that the technology was something that was missing. Not that I was in business at the time, but it was just this new concept. And again, it was kind of along the lines of like Google Voice when it first came out, but this is well prior to that. And it just, something registered. And I said, look, there's something here. I'm going to take a leap of faith. And I quit the golf course, and I ended up working for this the startup. And here I am today, sitting here running the MoneyPenny North America.
Now, were you more on the technology side of things, or were you more on the sales side of things?
Oh my gosh. Well, this was a true startup. It was actually envision an old ranch house. This is in Georgia.
Okay.
And it was a ranch house. And if you lived in this area, you know, there's these things called carports where you can pull two cars into it, and it's open space. So one of the partners who had started the company, a guy named Jay, I think he finished it off. I'm not sure it was to code. So there was like one window where this carport used to be. And that was my first interview, was actually at his house. He had a rack and a T1 in his garage, or this finished carport with one window in it. And he showed me what he was doing. I was just blown away by it. And I said, he's got something.
Okay.
And so I'm going to bite the bullet. And so I had a business degree, a degree in business from a small college in North Georgia. and a minor in Spanish. And, you know, so I had that degree. But honestly, when you do a startup and it's three people out of a house, there is no one person does IT and one person does sales. It was everything from account setup to billing to support to sales. Our business phone was a cordless phone. Yeah, I mean, if that puts it in perspective. So
yeah.
The cell phone, or the we didn't have cell phones back then, I think. They were the old school ones. But yeah, the sales line would ring. We'd pick it up and throw the cordless phone across the room to the next guy, and they'd take over. And it was just, but it was so much fun. You know, you look back to those days, those are some of the funnest times I've ever had just in business, because it's that startup and you're just scrapping for every client, and every call matters. And we're helping small businesses do it. And, you know, we quickly scaled up to nearly 10,000 clients over a period of about 8 years.
Wow.
And then it evolved into, you know, we had this need where people kept asking us. You know, at the time it was like more of like a voicemail solution, a virtual phone number that had like extensions. And over the years and the years leading up to around 2010, we would have our clients ask us, well, hey, can you answer my phone for me? And, you know, they didn't have enough time to do it and they're just overwhelmed. And we're like, no, we don't do that. And we got enough feedback and enough interest, and people just kept asking us to answer their phones. We were like, okay, I think this is the next evolution of the business. And we started an answering service, and here we are today.
And it's more than an answering service, right? Because that's part of it. But then, as I mentioned when we first started, that it's also this big, you know, you pop on someone's website and there's a chat bot that comes up, and now you're having this conversation with this bot who's helping you with customer support, or who's helping you with sales, or helping you with that. And is that a big aspect of what you're doing too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the telephone answering, of course, is the core of the foundation of how the business was started. And again, the business I'm talking about, the startup, was pre-MoneyPenny. MoneyPenny purchased our business through an acquisition about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. And that's how I've aligned with the MoneyPenny group here in North America. But so the phone answering, of course, is a core part of the business. But the live chat, wow. I mean, if you look at just the increase in traffic during the pandemic, has nearly doubled or even tripled for some of our clients. And it's just kind of a shift in I think, different demographics of how people want to communicate. But yeah, to kind of give a little background on that and what it is, I think everybody listening here today has been to a website of some sort. Maybe you're going to an auto dealer, for example, and you're going to go shopping for a car. There's that little box in the bottom right screen that pops up, and you know, you can talk to a person. And you know, typically you can kind of tell it might be a bot or an automation sort of message that comes up from the very beginning and says, hey, are you interested in service, interested in a new car? And you can engage with that chat bot. And if you start typing to it, it'll then eventually pass you off to a person. And so what MoneyPenny does, we provide that chat bot. We actually have the software that we put on our clients' websites. And then we also provide the people behind it. So not only do we have the technology that we can place on our clients' websites, we also provide the people behind it who then work with our legal clients to get your FAQs, your calendar, and all the questions that we might get on your behalf. And then our staff that are located in the UK and the US can sit there 24 hours a day and engage with your clients. And so it's just an incredible solution to see how much that's grown over the past 3 years. And then the pandemic, it just exploded.
Yeah, it's interesting because it used to just be, I mean, even a number of years ago, that the chatbot was there to help set up a meeting or to help set up some other kind of engagement. And now it's doing almost the whole engagement. Like when you try to fix an Apple phone, like you're not talking to somebody. They want you to just chat back and forth on your phone or on the website.
Yeah. I mean, there's just so many things that I think drive that. I mean, statistically, I mean, we have proven this out, and there's so much value in this. If you look at just a website, you know, any of the listeners out there are familiar with like the Google Analytics, and you look and see how much traffic is coming to your site. And we've done tons of studies on this with our clients, where you compare a site that has chat on it and then one that does not. You increase engagement by 15%. And engagement meaning they're visiting buyer intent pages, or maybe they're filling out a contact form, or maybe they're looking at pricing, or they're engaging with the site 15% more than they do on a site without it. Okay. And then from that 15% increase in engagement and traffic, you're getting 36% of those will convert to a new lead or a new intake client. And so it just makes perfect sense. And it's extremely efficient. And then you look at, you know, we talk about the different demographic, right? If you think about, I mean, I'm kind of getting up there in age. I won't share what that is, but
it's younger than me. I can tell you that.
I didn't grow up on a cell phone, right? I grew up the classic telephone, the dial-up phone in the living room. And that was where you made your phone calls from. And that's just that, you know, it's kind of in, you know, in your DNA and where you grew up. But you think about even a generation that's in their mid-20s, the cell phone is all they know. The smartphones and the chat and the text is the preferred method of communication. And I think that we recognize that. And I think everybody should recognize that, that that's the future consumer. Those are our future clients that are, that want to behave that way. That's how they want to communicate, because one, it's convenient too. I can multitask and I can be doing a live chat while I'm still, maybe I'm working, you know, maybe I'm at home doing something, but I can also have that conversation going on in the background. So it's not only convenient, but I mean, you really look at the demographic of the future consumer, that's a preferred way to communicate through chat and text.
Yeah. And I wonder, I don't know if there's statistics on this, but you know, what percentage of law firms have that chatbot on their website? I would have to say it's very, unless maybe it's personal injury, it's probably very low. Is that a fair assumption? Or
yeah, I don't have the exact different... stats. We have a pretty large client base, so we have 21,000 clients worldwide, and a big segment of that is legal. We have a whole legal team in the UK and the US, which is, you know. But as far as the statistics on how many of them use it, probably not enough. And I'm a little biased in saying that, of course.
Nice, but I think you're right.
But the stats just prove that it's really makes perfect sense to do it, just to have it on there, to offer that alternative form of communication, that different channel that certain people want to use. And it also expands your hours. I mean, you're really putting your business on autopilot 24 hours a day, because we have people available 24/7 to field those questions.
I tried it years ago and it didn't really work well for me, but I think maybe it was before its time. I mean, we're going back maybe, you know, 7 to 10 years. And I think maybe in the last 7 to 10 years, it's come around quite a bit.
I think the, you know, if you look at it, it feels like it would be complicated to set up, because, you know, a lot of people don't manage their websites. That's something that, you know, if you have a law practice, you're pretty darn busy doing what you need to do and only things you can do. So managing a website isn't that common of a thing potentially for most of our clients. So it feels like it's one of those things that's far out there, would be complicated to set up. But that's the great thing, you know, that we own the software, and when we set up our legal clients with this, you have an account manager, and it's really just a little piece of code that we slap on your website and we get access to it, and then you're up and running. Yeah. So it's a very simple setup, but I think that might be part of the reason why it hasn't been adopted as much as we think it should, just from that, you know, it kind of feels scary that it's too technical to set up.
Right. So let's get into the weeds a little bit about the efficiencies that law firms have, and what are some of the things that you work with them on and help resolve as it relates to improving this? And obviously we're talking about, you know, the chat, you know, in the responsive calling. But let's get into some of those tips and ideas, and let's help some of my audience, the lawyers in my audience, you know, I get some free ideas.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think it really all boils down to, when we speak to our legal clients, and we've had so many conversations over the last year that things have changed so much, is the fact that there's just not enough time in the day. And that's always been the case, even going back 10 years when people started asking us to answer their phones for them. There was a reason for that. And it's just that there's not enough time of the day to do everything. And then you have, you know, for your listeners that might be in trials or in court, you know, there's such a backlog right now. It's just created almost chaos. And so that one thing there alone is where a company like MoneyPenny can come in and really take the weight off of your team. And, you know, what we found that in this time where staffing, and we can talk about that a little bit too, we all know that staffing is a problem. We need to retain our staff and keep them engaged and keep them happy. But what we've found is, through the pandemic, rather than lay staff off, they've started to outsource tasks to MoneyPenny, such as phone answering. Like, we can answer your phone 24 hours a day, take appointments, take messages, transfer calls through to you. And we take that weight off that might have been a full-time job for one of the staff members, or even more than one. And then they can repurpose that staff member to a more productive, even profitable position, where they could be doing work that maybe is more billable hours, right? More paralegal type work, rather than have someone sit there and wait for the phone to ring, set appointments, and do organizational tasks. It's all about saving time at the end of the day. And that's never been different. I mean, that's been the entire benefit of a company like MoneyPenny since we've started. But I just think it's been highlighted even more over the past year and a half, because, you know, you look at the 9 to 5, and this is kind of what you and I were talking about here a minute ago before we got on, was the 9 to 5 work week. I don't know that it's dead, but I certainly think it's fading, and we have to all recognize that that's changed. And, you know, the only reason the 9 to 5, in my opinion, the only reason the 9 to 5 work week worked is because everybody was on with it, right? Everybody was on board, and that was just what it was. You clocked in at 9, at 5 o'clock, you go home, and you were done with work. But now that you've got 50% or more of the worldwide population working from home and probably never coming back, and the corporations and these big companies are promoting that, you know, they don't really care about when you work. It's about, are you producing, right? Are you getting the job done? So now you've got consumers and our clients and our legal listeners' clients maybe working odd hours, and then they're gonna want to speak to you maybe at 10 o'clock at night because they decided they could work late in the day, or maybe they got up at 6 a.m. and wanted to have an early day out. So There is no traditional 9 to 5 anymore, from what we're hearing from our clients and what we see. And it just raises the need to extend hours almost 24/7.
It doesn't mean that you have to be available at 10 o'clock at night, but at least the phone's getting answered. There's someone to talk to them and maybe set up that meeting that could happen the next day.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's it. There's only two ways. There's only two ways you can extend your hours 24/7. And you know, you can either hire more staff and extend your hours and never sleep, or you can outsource and look at automation. Outsourcing things like telephone answering, outsourcing live chat, and other digital tools that we have with a mobile app, and seamlessly integrate into that. I mean, our agents can be there 24 hours a day and integrate right into a CRM or a contact form and capture that lead and intake, and it'll feed right into you so that you have it the next morning. You know, I think we've all probably done this at one point. If we're out shopping for, I don't know, let's say your water heater breaks in the middle of the night, you know, you're going to start calling around because you want it fixed. The first person that answers is usually more likely to get that business. And so just by extending the hours and knowing that consumers are maybe shopping at different times of day now, that's, you're just kind of creating that security blanket for your business and only going to increase, you know, your leads.
And I think for many lawyers, it's similar in the sense that if I'm looking for a lawyer and let's say it's, you know, for a DUI, or let's say it's for an injury or something that happened when I don't have a referral. Yeah, I don't want to sit and talk to 3, 4, 5 lawyers or have to leave messages for that many. I want to get on and get it done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that's typical in any sales environment. It's the speed of response.
Yeah.
The first one that gets, it's usually going to get the deal. And it's really no different in any sales, you know, environment, whether it's,
but even for the big corporate attorney who's doing multi-million dollar deals and they've got a general counsel who has a question, to be able to feel that, you know, and not go to voicemail, I think it can be critical, because that client could be producing, you know, $500 million a year in revenue, and you want to be responsive, yet you don't want to be available, you know, all the time for that person. But you want to seem like you are.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. It's that. I mean, there isn't an element of just that visibility and that perception that you are there 24/7, and we act as an extension of your team. And I think that's what makes Moneypenny different, is that, you know, in our model, more of an outsourced receptionist service, because we do work in teams where each of our individual clients gets their own dedicated receptionist. And you know their name, and they're there for you. And with the way our technology works, it actually routes the majority of the calls to your dedicated receptionist. And then they work in small teams, so that if your dedicated receptionist can't answer the phone, it'll roll over to a small team of 3 or 4 other people. And so they get that familiarity with your business and your callers, and they get to know you on a more personal level. And that's that added touch that really separates us from a traditional answering service, where we're more of a high touch professional receptionist service.
Gotcha. And what are some other efficiencies that you talk to lawyers about on a regular basis?
Well, it's the saving the time, of course, is the number one thing. I mean, scheduling appointments is another big one. You know, those are probably the two key ones. I mean, we can't be there, but, you know, we're taking that heavy load off their back so that they can do the things only they can do when they're in court, or they're in trials, or in hearings, or just in day-to-day meetings. The other efficiencies, I don't know that it's an efficiency, is, you know, if you go back to the staffing and trying to retain staff, that creates a huge burden on businesses right now all over the world. And I think everybody's feeling it. And if you can somehow put a, you know, patch that hole in the bucket where you've got all these people looking to poach other staff, and recruiters are out there and headhunters trying to steal staff members from other businesses, it really goes back to trying to treat your staff well and engage them and you know, rethinking how you look at the well-being of your existing staff. And you know, there's a lot of things there. You hear think about like the mental health, like that's a big topic right now, and it's a serious topic where you've got a lot of burnout and people working from home and financial burdens. And so what we've done is a lot of mental health assistance and yoga and food and snacks, and those are all great benefits to any employee, right? Those are fantastic things that we've done, and we have all sorts of other great benefits that we provide to our staff. But if you think about it and you take it up a level, what does it really look like to engage an employee to where they really want to go the extra mile and they don't want to leave your business? Because if they leave your business, now you're really in a pickle, right? You've got these huge inefficiencies, and now your time is even compounded more. And so that's why I'm going here, when I think it's so important that you look at staff engagement and how we protect our best people, which are really the business, and you know, taking it up a level from beyond benefits of just well-being, which are great, but you know, taking a little bit of extra time to get to know your people on a personal level is what we found to work really well. And what I mean is talking, rather than going to the coffee room and saying, hey, how's it going, and just passing on and knowing their name. You know, we have so many people that work for us, but if you really take 10 to 15 minutes to get to know somebody, find out what their pet's name is, what's their kid's name, you know, what do they like to do in the weekends? And then you start to have these conversations. You'd be amazed at the trust that builds with your staff. And then all of a sudden, one day, they're going to come in and start talking to you about some things that are maybe going on in their world outside of work. And, you know, maybe they need assistance with they can't come to work because their car's broke, or maybe they had a death in the family, or maybe there's something going on that you as the business owner can actually do for them. And you know, you can get their car repaired for them. You can actually have a life-changing moment for them. And that's what builds true trust and builds true engagement, when you're just on that personal level with them. And you can, more than just buy them food and snacks and yoga, you can actually have a life-altering change for them, which isn't going to cost you a whole lot of money, right? It might cost $500 to repair that car, but you've probably got an employee for life. You know, we've had incidents like that where we've helped people out with their rent and they didn't have a place to sleep, and that's the right thing to do. But that's what we talk about, true staff engagement. And then you start to see that discretionary effort rise, and now you're getting even more production out of the staff that maybe was performing at 80%, and now they're at 100%. And so it's one of those odd little intangibles where it's, you know, yeah, we save law firms time and money by answering their phones for them, but gosh, if you look at that and you try and take care of the people around you, that right there alone is just magic.
And I don't know that it's happening enough. And I think, you know, we're talking about, you know, chats on websites and call answering and things that you do every day. But to flip that and to talk about culture and to talk about how important that is today, maybe more than ever, that we have to step up and take care of our people and take care of our employees and make sure that they feel not only needed, but wanted and appreciated. And if you're not doing that, I think you're really missing the boat on how to retain people, because you know there's an epidemic going on right now, pandemic mm-hmm. that has caused the epidemic of people not working, and people getting moved around from job to job, people looking for other jobs because they're not feeling appreciated. So I think there's a lesson there that we all need to really listen closely to, because it's game changing when you lose, in a bad way, when you lose key people, attorneys that are doing millions of dollars of work, and they're going to another firm because you didn't say, mm-hmm. how was your day? Or because you didn't look to have a cultural moment with them over years.
Yeah. It's just about trust and listening, I think. But yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where it's, you know, when our people are so valuable, it's far less costly to the business to try and, you know, retain your best people than try and hire a new one that, you know, may not be, you know, take 6 months to get them up to speed.
Well, Eric, good stuff, man. And let's flip over to the three best of. Let's hear about where you are from, which is Duluth, Georgia, where you live. Is that where you're from too?
Well, no. So this is actually our new headquarters in the U.S. is in Duluth, Georgia. We just built out 28,000 square feet in Duluth, Georgia. That's our new office warehouse style open concept, amazing office. It's on our website, moneypenny.com, if you want to check it out. I actually reside about 30 minutes north of there, you know, on a big lake in the area called Lake Lanier.
Okay. Okay. And what, so I'm going to come visit you and I'm going to take you out for a great meal. And where are, but I don't know the area. So where are you taking me? I'll treat.
All right. Right down the street from our office and conveniently located on the third floor of the Gwinnett County Chamber of Commerce, which we're also members. Gwinnett County is a great county here in Georgia. Frankie's Steakhouse.
Ooh.
It is an old style, classic, big dark rooms, big oak tables, and just killer steaks. Got to go there.
That's it, huh? Okay. How do you take your steak?
Medium rare.
Medium rare. All right. That is the right answer. Okay. And then what types of things, and you can cast a bigger net, you know, maybe within an hour, hour and a half of where you are, but what's the attraction? What's the thing I have to see?
I would say there's we're only about 45 minutes from Atlanta. So probably one of the coolest things, and you could spend all day there, is the Georgia Aquarium. I haven't been to a lot of aquariums, but I've been to that one and a few others. And hands down, it's just incredible. I mean, it's such an awesome experience, whether you got family or kids or just a date out with your significant other. You got to go to the Georgia Aquarium. That comes to mind.
Okay. Yeah. My son is a big fish guy. Even if he's not catching fish, he wants to see fish. So we would come and do that for sure. And then what are the locals, you and your wife and people in your area? What are you guys into?
You know, right now, over the last year, I think it was everybody just wanted to try and get outside and do something. So it's really interesting to see. Oh, there's a ton of microbrews, like craft breweries popping up. And every little small town has to have at least two or three microbrews. And then what they'll do is they'll have food trucks come up to it. And you can have a couple beers and walk around. And everybody's got their dogs outside. And it's just a casual kind of thing that's really gotten popular in the area. And I think it's just that. And being outside has just been such a big part of everybody's life, no matter where you're at in the city.
That's pretty cool, though. I like that concept of the microbrew and then the food trucks outside, especially if the food trucks are good. But that's just an easy way to grab a meal and have some beers and hang out with your dog and your family.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great times.
Very cool. Very cool. So Moneypenny, if people want to reach out to learn more, to get that chatbot on their website, or they want to talk about the efficiencies that they learned in the show, how do they reach out? What's the best way for them to get in touch?
Yeah, absolutely. The best way is just going to be right to our website, which is moneypenny.com, and several options to get a hold of us. Of course, give us a call, or you can use our chat bot and somebody right there on our team will answer it right away.
Did the company have to pay some special trademark money for the name Moneypenny Bond franchise?
No, that's not something that, we don't really go there. It's one of those things where, you know, it's just synonymous with great somebody being there for you when you can't be there. Right.
I love that.
And so that's my answer.
Okay. I think that's a great answer, by the way. And that's why, you know, that's who's always there for James, right? Is Moneypenny.
We're always there for our clients.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, listen, Eric, this has been wonderful. I appreciate you coming on the show and taking your valuable time to help give some advice and tips and thoughts to my listeners. And, just thanks again.
Thank you so much, Steve. Great to be here. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And everybody, listen, some great ideas here about efficiency, time, getting some of the low level work of answering phones and being really specific about how you set appointments. And again, your time is so valuable. And then, of course, the cultural and staffing concepts that Eric mentioned. So listen, you know, take note and be that lawyer, someone who's confident, organized, skilled rainmaker. You know, these are the little things that you can do to help improve, you know, your life and your career as a lawyer. So I appreciate you spending some time with Eric and I today. Take care. Be well. Be safe. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks for listening to Be That Lawyer. Life-changing strategies and resources for growing a successful law practice. Visit Steve's website, Fretzen.com, for additional information and to stay up to date on the latest legal business development and marketing trends. For more information and important links about today's episode, check out today's show notes.